And it's time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Talking Chatham County today with the chair of the Chatham County Board of Commissioners, Karen Howard, who joins us on the phone right now. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm good. Always a pleasure to join you.
Absolutely. And you can get more information about Chatham County government online at the website chathamnc.org. And that includes info about meetings of the Board of County Commissioners. The most recent one of those was last night. So what's the recap from this week's meeting?
So I think the hot topic on our agenda last night was really the planning for public hearings in our August meeting. And over the past several months, we've had a number of matters that would have become before us for public hearing that have been delayed so that we could figure out how to ensure that we got access for the public to be able to give input and that we were safely keeping people distanced and that people who did not want to attend in person we're still able to get access to the meeting and to contribute and make comments. So it's fairly complicated, right? We have people that want to attend in person, people that will be submitting comments in writing, people that were leaving voicemails, and our technology that was in existence did not lend well to that scenario. So we've invested in some new technology. We have set up multiple spaces for people to attend the meeting and participate in, and we have created some safety protocols to ensure that we don't have interruptions or disruptions of meetings because we are using some interactive technology. And I think that we have made a sound decision. We have to go forward with many of these hearings. We can't continue to delay, even though we realize that any gathering of the public is some degree of risk. So we are planning on having our meeting in August and addressing several of the larger items. We have scheduled two additional meetings to help address the overload. And we're working with planning staff to ensure that we're not creating a backlog for them so that we're not addressing all of these matters and then dumping on the planning department more than they will be able to process and handle. And I think for now we have a good plan. We're never going to make everybody happy, but I think what we have worked out is a plan that allows us to hear matters completely, allows the public full easy access, and will help us move some of these agenda items along.
What has it felt like for you as a county commissioner to be in these meetings for the last few months?
So I did share with my board last night that it's a challenge, right? I mean, first of all, we have board members who are simply by fact of their age in a risk category. We have board members that go home to children. As I've mentioned before, I have a special needs son who, if he were hospitalized with COVID, it's very likely that he would be restrained for the duration. And the thought of that is sobering. And that I put him at risk by attending these meetings in person. But we're also putting our staff at risk, and we're putting, you know, the general public at risk. We don't have the luxury of saying that we won't meet. And we don't have the luxury of saying that we're not going to address a lot of these issues that have to be addressed, the items that are coming on our agenda. And so I think in local government, we're put in the difficult position of deciding that we will take the steps that we can to mitigate the risk, but that we're not getting rid of the risk. And it's a very sobering thing.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard again, chathamnc.org for more information on Chatham County government, including the Board of County Commissioners. You're also, and I know we've talked about this in recent weeks as well, and this is something that's going to be an issue for quite a few weeks to come, I think, is the issue of schools and reopening schools and how much do we do this in person versus going online and what are the the many, many concerns about doing it either way. What's the conversation been like in Chatham County about going back to school in class versus going online for the fall?
Right. So our Board of Education met last week to make a decision. And I've said I'm so glad that I'm no longer on the Board of Education at this juncture, because while our decisions are difficult and heavy, and we do have, you know, the risk of exposure, I think the risk of exposing people's children brings a whole another level of concern, right? And they did make, I think, the right decision to go with the governor's option C, which was remote learning. So our schools will start with remote learning and revisit after the first 4 weeks, which gives, some of our schools, depending on grade levels, are on a 6-week schedule and some are on a 9-week schedule for grading. And that gives both scenarios time to adjust to the, you know, the virtual learning and still be able to make a decision before the end of the 6 or the 9 weeks about what we will do going forward, which I think is wise. And, you know, it's not just the kids, right? So much of our school population is at risk. Individuals, so older people, people that have older relatives at home, you know, their families. And we have to, so the school district has to make a decision that doesn't just address the needs of the kids, but really addresses the needs of an entire school community. And I think that it was a difficult decision, but I do think it was the right one.
Speaking of the decision to go back to school versus go online, one of the biggest concerns about going online in terms of education is the fact that so much education now is going to be reliant on the internet, which then in turn relies on everyone having access to not just the internet, but the sort of high-speed internet that you need to really get anything done online these days. And that is not the case for a lot of students in, I think, just about every county deals with this to some degree or other, but certainly in Chatham County as well. What's the conversation like about getting internet access to students who don't have it?
It's such a difficult conversation because as local government, our hands are tied. And I think the school system has done an exemplary job of developing additional ways to deliver content. So a lot of students have all of the information that they need already downloaded on their device. But we do have hotspots around the county that the school lets families know about. We are currently involved, the school district is pioneering a project that will connect all school buildings with using high-speed internet. And that the benefit of that will be that once those connections are made, the county will then have access to those lines and be able to address some of the gaps that we have in service. But it's an equity issue, and it's one that I, you know, personally struggle with. As a parent, I get surveys from time to time, and I'm able to participate in, you know, giving my input on what I would like to see happen with school and during this COVID crisis. And I think about a parent who may see the survey but not have reliable access to internet and be able to participate. And so even something as simple as having my voice heard about the concerns is limited by lack of access. And until we start really treating reliable, affordable access to internet as like a utility and something that every household in America should have, we're going to see this inequity and we're going to see this lack of resource in communities that need it most. So it's been, you know, it's been one that we've actually asked the county manager last night at our meeting to give us an update on and give us some documentation that we can share with the community about all of the possible solutions that might be available in a community. So whether it's going to a hotspot in the county that kids can access Wi-Fi or finding other routes to access the information. Sometimes it may be a matter of finances that a family can't afford to meet the cost. So if we can come up with a list of options, of opportunities, of perhaps nonprofits and other groups that are working around this question, we might be able to address a significant part of the need, but certainly not all of it.
You mentioned a minute ago that as a local government, your hands are tied. Say more about that.
So local governments, our General Assembly voted several years ago to prevent local governments from investing in the infrastructure that could be used to provide internet services across counties, across districts and towns. And what that means is that for a provider who might decide that it's not financially feasible for them to install a mile of wiring for one or two households, it would benefit them if the county could say, well, we'll invest in the infrastructure, we'll invest in the portion of it that is not financially feasible for you, and make it more reasonably accessible to a resident, because the company will say, okay, now I can afford to put my, offer services in that area. But we aren't able to do that. We're not able to invest in any part of the infrastructure that would make it more reasonable and more feasible for a business to say, well, this is a part of the county that I can now consider addressing. So we do have households that are on a street where other houses may have internet service, and they just can't get that last mile. They just can't get that last half mile. And my work and suggestions have been that, if we're not going to ensure that it's provided as a utility, then step out of the way of local government and allow us to provide it, allow us to address the gap. And so far it hasn't happened, but I think the COVID-19 is demonstrating that the gap is not incidental, and that we put families at a grave disadvantage when they're not able to have access to reliable, affordable internet services.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard again, ChathamNC.org for more information on county government. You can go there for more on the Board of County Commissioners. You can also go there for more information on an initiative called Chatham Together, which I was taking a look at earlier this afternoon. This is a really cool way to highlight different ways that individuals and organizations have been helping each other get through COVID-19 and getting through just all of the many challenges that we're all facing together this summer, right?
Yes, it is. And I like to end any conversation on a happy note. And I think it is. It's one of, it's kind of a hurrah and say, these are some of the good things we're doing. But it's also an opportunity. It's a page that people can go and find information about things that are happening locally, and find information about how they can get access to perhaps masks. There's a food pantry in Bon Lee that's been helping families out. Find out about access to events that are happening around the county. There was a fish fry. I think it's important for us to stay connected to some extent, and I think Chatham Together does exactly that. So I would encourage people to check it out, see what good things are happening, so that we don't start feeling hopeless. But also know that there are people out there doing good things, and if you need help, there are some resources in the county.
Anything else going on in Chatham County that folks ought to know about?
So I did want to just quickly mention the Chatham event that we had was two Saturdays ago, I think now, the community remembrance event. And we got together on the court at the steps of the Justice Center to remember the six individuals that were lynched in Chatham County. And it was powerful. It was meaningful. And it was so important to hear the name spoken of those six individuals and to not let them just pass into history silently. And I was so impressed with the attendance. And I was even more impressed that everybody had a mask and that the organizers were handing out masks. And it was a very hot day. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, probably at the peak of heat. But people came out, and it was a positive experience. And, it was a difficult thing to remember, but it was a very positive experience. I'm so glad that I participated, and I'm proud of the individuals that came together and brought the group together together. And I think it's important that we remember our history and that we remember that families that were affected by things as recently as those hangings, they don't forget that. That doesn't just happen and you move on. And it's important for the community to lift them up and recognize and honor those individuals.
ChathamNC.org for more information on Chatham County government. Hashtag Chatham Together on social media as well if you want more information there on the Chatham Together initiative, but a lot on the website too. County Commissioner Karen Howard, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
And thank you for having me again.